Okay, what I want to do is look at the anatomy of your book cover. This doesn't really have anything to do with design, but it's more concerned with how the cover is laid out and that you have all the elements on the cover that you need to have. And not only that, but that you understand how all these pieces work, because some of them are more or less obvious than others. So here, for instance, I have a cover from a book called Courage and Croissance, Inspiring Joyful Living. I actually designed this from some clients a couple of years ago. It's done very nicely. Actually, it was 2010. So obviously on the front we have the title, nice and large so it can be read. We have a subtitle. This was very challenging to get this type to actually be readable on this very active background. But it works out okay, and really on the cover of a book like this, all you need is a title. They have two subtitles. This is not uncommon. And the author's names. On the spine, we repeat the design from the front, scaled down, and you can see although the type was stacked on the front, it's now running all along the same line. We've abbreviated the author's names, dropped the first names because we don't really need them. And down the bottom, you can see the publisher's mark or logo. And in this case, it's an icon. And if it looks familiar, that's because it's from this painting on the cover. So this is typical. We don't usually put categories, pricing information, subtitles on the spines. It depends how big your spine is. Here we had a pretty big spine, but we also had this very kind of ornate typography. So we wanted to let that really show. But let's look at the back cover because this is where most of the action is taking place. Now, this particular back cover is not that typical. We did repeat the kind of logo look here and some of the copy from the front. Now, this copy you're looking at the top is actually very important. It may be the most important thing on the whole book cover. And essentially, what it is, or should be, is your pitch. In other words, if you were to pitch the book to, let's say, an agent, or if you were to pitch the book to somebody you were going to say, hey, I want to give a talk to your organization, and this is what's in my book and why it's going to help your people, or if you were going to pitch somebody who said, what's your book about in the elevator, in other words, you need to have a pitch for your book, and it's an essential part of your marketing your book so you can bring it down to a really juicy statement. And I've written about that on my blog of the importance of your pitch, but that's basically what this back paragraph is. Another important element, and that the authors here have done quite well with, is getting testimonials. So they've pick the best ones they feel and put them on the back cover, and they've got five, which is probably more than you might need. And you can see this back cover is getting a little crowded. We have the picture of the authors, always nice to have that. It humanizes them, makes us realize there are actually people behind the book. Obviously, the very short author bios running next to the picture, usually in nonfiction, they're going to very strongly support the authority that brought you to write the book, why people should listen to you. Now, they've also included a web address, which is smart. Here's their barcode. You'll notice that they have included the price, $14.95, in the barcode. That's not always necessary, but it can't hurt. I don't usually do it. You'll see the ISBN at the top. And this barcode is, of course, simply a scannable version of the ISBN. Over here, we have the price in what's called a human readable version and the name of the press. And we already have their web address here. I would say the only thing missing from this back cover is a category. And it really should have one of those. Let's take a look at another cover, though. This is a cover for, as you can see, The Sea Captain's Odyssey, a biography of Captain H.H. Byrna. A seafaring man along the Northern California coast. Now, you can see this has all the same elements of the Courage and Croissance cover. It's got the author, the title of the book, a subtitle, It takes the same typography from the cover and translates it in a slightly different form to the back, abbreviates the author's name, and has a very simplified logo for the publisher name, which is Georgie Press. On the back here we have a category, and that's really good to have. This is a work of history, and it's kind of dense, so I think that this is probably, this very dense pitch paragraph is probably warranted because the author knows that people who are likely buyers of this book are very interested, and if this is what they're interested in, more is better. He limits his blurbs to one testimonial, but it's a very good one and right on target for buyers of this book, coming from a California historian. And we have the author photo, the author bio that emphasizes something about his background that would qualify him to write the book, the barcode with the ISBN. You'll notice there's no price in this barcode, and the publisher name, address, human readable ISBN, and price. Let's look at one more. This is a little different. You can see that this is a paneled cover, and it includes trim marks. If you notice the trim marks here, this is where the book will actually trim after it's printed, so there won't be any white border around it. But you'll see, again, all the same elements appearing. The title, subtitle, author's names on the front, the adapted typography on the spine, and the category on the back cover. A whole bunch of blurbs. There's no pitch here. And this is almost a private publication. This is, was done by people in this family about the Central Oregon Ranch. And they omitted the author photos on purpose and author bios because it is really more published for the local community. And it wasn't so important to them. Okay, here's one more cover for you. And here you see it again. This is a book of stories. This is fiction. So we have a very much different approach to the cover. We don't need subtitles or two subtitles or explanations. We just need the word stories. And the spine reproduces the typography from the front. The author's name is truncated just to the last name. We have a publisher imprint. This is not a self-published book. This is from a very small indie press, Last Light Studios. And again, you can see it all happening in exactly the same way. The category, two really good and meaty testimonials, an excellent pitch for the story collection, an author photo, author bio with background about why she's a good authority to write this book. Here we have a photographer credit, a nice logo for Last Light Studio, the human readable price, and the ISBN, barcode and ISBN. And this is pretty human readable. So, as you can see, each piece plays a part. You know, the author photo humanizes the author, and the author bio gives us a reason to believe that the person is qualified to write the book. The front cover gives us some idea of the tone of the book in the case of fiction like this one. Locates it somehow in the scheme of things, and the back cover is where all the selling goes on. So that's a little tour of the anatomy of your book cover, and I hope that helps.